We're going to talk food today, which is something I enjoy doing. So we're eating, talking about it, and when I do that, the first guy that comes to mind is Mr. Ray Lampe, and he's in the house. What's up, brother?
Hey, Ian. Good to see you.
Doing well?
I've been here 30 seconds. I just ate some fried chicken leg already.
You're good.
So I'm doing really good.
It's got some good skin in that fried chicken.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's
like
all
it.
About the – no, are you a fried chicken cooker?
No, I eat a lot more than I cook. It's just not worth the trouble. There's people that are so good at it. I usually go eat it somewhere else.
Like, I don't think – and I love to cook meat in general. I don't think I've ever tried to cook fried chicken. Like you said, I don't know if it makes sense.
Well, I have. I mean, you could do it. You get the big cast iron skillet out, and you know, it's fun to do it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that it's necessarily better than what I just ate, and your house is a mess. There's grease everywhere, and Sandy has to clean the whole kitchen when I get done, so it's kind of not worth it.
And Sandy doesn't want to do all that. Now, it's always nice to have a female voice as well, since, you know, we're two greasy dudes. You know, greasy is a good way to explain it.
Yeah,
we'll talk about your Bears later, too. We were talking about your Bears earlier. I don't know if you heard it, but...
No, I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, probably. But once again, as Buccaneer fans, you can't be exactly showing your plumage. We haven't had a whole lot of success in the last little while, but it's nice to have a female voice as well. And we have the lovely Taylee.
Hi,
from the
for
Beach
having me
Bums.
Back.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
I've seen like three times in 2 weeks. People are going to start talking.
I know. You know, we were talking last week about how tall I was and you know how you are going to rock with me.
Yes.
Being tall. So
yes, what I'm
that's
saying.
What we had to do. We just had a show three times.
Not scared. And I saw you guys the other day at the Hollander.
Yep.
You and your lovely sister.
Yep.
And you guys are represented, and that's what it's all about.
The next
shindig we're going to have is going to be at Hotel Zamora, so you guys got to come and hang out. I'm probably wearing those same outfits you guys were wearing at Hollander. Those were good outfits.
Absolutely. We have plenty of them. So we can change it up.
That's awesome.
Change it up.
Perfect. So we're talking food right now. Taylee, what do you bring to the game food-wise? You love to eat. You're an athlete. You love to cook as well?
Oh, yeah. I have my culinary arts degree.
You really do?
Yep.
From?
Yep. From Johnson & Wales.
Johnson &
Wales.
That's
big time.
Is it big time?
Yeah. There's two schools. That's one of them.
Really?
The ones you want to go to. Yeah, absolutely.
That is awesome. So you
the one up in Rhode Island or whatever it is?
I went to the one in Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte. I didn't even know there was one in Charlotte.
Yeah, they closed the Charleston one and the Virginia one for the one in Charlotte.
So Charlotte, she's going to have a little barbecue cred there, too.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you get outside and barbecue at all?
Oh, yeah.
That's your thing?
Oh, yeah. I love barbecuing.
You got a big green egg?
No.
We got to get you
I
one.
Know. We were talking about this.
Yes.
I heard this is the best one.
It is.
But I do have an apartment, so unless I could do it on my patio. You know?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Then perfect. We're good.
Yeah.
I would move if I couldn't have a big
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, I have two of them, so I would be definitely in big trouble. But if you get one of those little big green eggs,
Mini-max.
You could do that on their balcony, couldn't they?
I just feed them a little something, and they'll look the other way. That's what I would try.
Yeah. Well, and the pool's right there, so bring some guys over, you know, smell them, throw the air that way.
No doubt. Now, is this, Ray, I asked you if this is your first time in Locale. You're here often?
I don't come a lot, but I live 10 minutes away.
Sure.
I know if I want something special, this is the place to come, sure.
It really is, isn't it?
And they're nice enough to invite me on a regular basis, so I never say no, that's for sure.
No doubt. You said we should be doing the show from the Dry Eighth. Right, beef
you
from in there.
That out?
I went in there and I actually had the tomahawk steak last time we were here.
Uh-huh.
And I love steak. I love cooking it. I love the whole thing. I like touching it. I love smelling it, the whole nine yards. It's got a different taste, but I really like that dry aged taste. It has a different taste.
Yeah, and they have that wall of salt blocks. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
That kind of gives it a whole different thing going too. You know, they took them. We're familiar with them for cooking on them these days, those Himalayan salt blocks. They made a wall of them so it would have that salt thing happening in the room, and it just gives it another layer.
The only other place, I don't know for a fact, but the only other place that I know of in Tampa Bay that does that is a casino. Off the top of my head, I've never really seen dry-aged beef anywhere else other than Council Oak.
It's cost them a lot of money to do it. It's a big commitment. I mean, they have to create that room there. There's pieces in there. I was talking to Chef last time I was here. There's pieces in there that have been here since day one because it's kind of like the funk. It's
yes.
So it just lives there.
Like it doesn't,
a
can't eat it.
Starter or something.
Yeah.
Well, I told him I wanted to try and cook it. He said he would eat it with me, but we might all get sick.
Yeah, that's...
It's pretty old.
It's been there for how long?
I don't know, since they opened a few
years. It might
be
fantastic.
2 years?
It might be fantastic.
It's going to taste good.
You think so?
Yes, I think it would taste good.
Oh, no. I'm up and down on how good that's like. Because it's been there for 10 years.
It's a thing guys are doing. I don't know that they're doing it here, but I'm seeing this a lot. I haven't tried any of it yet. Typically, we would think like 50 days is a long time to age something, dry age. And guys are going now literally over 100 days.
They're doing 60, I believe.
Are they?
They're
doing 60. I mean, everybody's pushing it a little bit more. There's guys doing over 100. I'm not sure that's really that that's a little dangerous.
Well, I would say just like smoking some meat, it only gets so much.
Well, we're guys.
You know what I mean?
If a little bit of something's good, a lot must be better. Yeah. That's how we think.
But, and I say this because I like to smoke meat myself. You can smoke meat. It can only get so much smoke, okay? And then almost to a point, you can almost over-smoke it. And that's why
absolutely
I use tin foil a lot in my cooker.
Well, the most of the flavor that you get from smoked food in a barbecue pit is from the particulate, the little flecks that are hanging around in the smoke.
Okay.
It lays on the outside. That's the bulk of the flavor. So you can get too much of it. If you keep doing it, it's just going to pile up on there. I mean, it's small. You can't really see it.
Sure.
But that's where the flavor comes from. It doesn't really go in the meat.
Now, Taylee, you as a chef, how often do you get to cook, first of all?
So I haven't got to cook a whole lot, but just changed jobs, so I was going to start cooking at home all the time.
Good for you.
Love barbecue. I love the crock pot.
Okay.
For me, the crock pot's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I love Cuban food. So for me, the Cuban food, throw it in the crock pot, let it sit, let it just soak in there for the four hours, let the meat just tenderize, and then all of a sudden you have amazing meal that didn't take any time at all.
Now, have you been to Locale before?
I haven't.
You have not?
Nope, my first time was Wednesday.
And what did you think of this beautiful place?
Loved it.
It's wicked, right?
Yeah. I was looking at the barbecue sauces, and for me, I love the Hawaiian. So anything tropical, anything peach-wise, love to do that because I'll cut up the peach and pineapple with it and then grill that on top of it, and absolutely love it.
Looking here, and I see some local products. I know this Honey Blaze Buffalo is actually really, really good. That's a local guy right here. The Smack Sauce from Caribbean Q is local.
So we try to keep it
as local as you can, you know. You look at, like, Sriracha Sauce. I know my guy from – I have to get these right – I'm trying to think of what company that is. Fat Cat Foods. He has like
Ayo. I know that guy.
You know the guy?
I know Ayo, yeah.
Well, he has like a sesame or like a Asian sriracha that's excellent. And he has a bacon sriracha too.
I haven't tried
and
that.
And it's local.
There's a bacon sriracha.
There's a bacon sriracha. I have in my fridge all the time.
I've never eaten that in my life.
It's gorgeous. What do you mean? I mean, and then they're talking about making a bacon ice cream here, which I don't see going wayward, I don't think.
Well, how bad can it be? I mean, the only thing is, you know, well, I guess you could put real bacon in it. I don't like that fake bacon flavor stuff.
No,
you're
going to
do it, put some real bacon in.
I agree.
But I suspect that's what they would do here.
So I actually made bacon ice cream before in class.
You've made it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was delicious.
Really?
And
I'm liking her even more.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
We ended up just infusing the ice cream with real bacon. We ended up like crunching it up even more, getting it
really. Grease too?
No grease. But we ended up putting a little bit of maple.
Yes.
So, and then on top, when we served it with warm maple. Just a little drizzle on top. It was absolutely delicious.
See, I'm a ham and egger that likes to cook. I've never been to any classes. I'm still really thinking about going to a class because you can never learn too much. Like, when you go to a culinary class like that, first of all, how many years was it?
It was 2 years in the kitchen, and then we did a flip-flop. So then the other 2 years were your accounting classes, your math, and all of that.
Sure.
Also, your last year, you had to run a restaurant. We have
a
room that you do all of the accounting with it, and you had to stay in a budget, and you also your labor.
That's the reality of the restaurant business.
It's more important.
People don't know.
Yeah.
That's why so many fail. They can cook, so they think they should open a restaurant.
Well, it's more important, whether you know it or not, than your food.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I never know one of these big high-fluting restaurants like something like this, but like I owned a Blimpy, okay, and I went to Blimpy school. Like, just to own a Blimpy, which is, you know, the equivalent of a Subway. And I went to Blimpy school, and I went there thinking, I don't need this. And I left there thinking, boy, I tell you what, I really learned a lot. Like, this is a little thing, all right? If you don't measure your meat, and it's supposed to be 4 ounces, if you put 4.5 ounces at the end of the year, it's, like, equivalent of, like,
$40,000. Oh, yeah.
If you put a half of an ounce extra on a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And those are things that, you know, if you're making great sandwiches and your place is packed great, but I think the bottom line is you got to make some damn money.
Well, why would you buy into that whole formula and then not do what they're telling you to do? I mean, they know what they're doing. They know how to make money. I mean, the instinct would be to put double meat on and make everybody happy, but then you don't make money.
Well, nobody's happy if nobody's making money. Now, we're talking to Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue in the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Ray's about to open up his new restaurant, Dr. Barbecue, which is going to be in St. Petersburg. How far from here is it?
It would be a brisk walk.
Yeah. For you and me, because that's definitely means an Uber ride.
Yeah, I would take an Uber. They got them cool bicycles around. I'm going to start riding them things.
No, I like riding
those
bicycles,
coasts, they got
too,
the ones you get the bike here and you drop
sure,
it off over
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
that would be an easy way to go. I don't know. It's like 11 blocks that way. Right by the ballpark. Right by Tropicana Field.
Now, you are a taught chef, okay? You've been through the classes.
No, I'm really not.
You're really not?
I'm self-taught. I mean, over the years, I've spent so much time with chefs and on projects and stuff, but I'm all self-taught.
So have you learned all that part that you need to learn, or you? But when you're going to a restaurant also with Suzanne Perry, who knows all that stuff?
Right.
All
exactly.
of it. That's so you're not even going to mess with that.
No, that was the beauty of the deal for me. I've learned a lot about the back of the house stuff, you know, knowing how the food works in the kitchen, a lot more about food than I ever knew. But the front of the house, the numbers, nah, man.
Well, you're smarter. You're smarter than you look. You go there and you get somebody that knows all the back stuff, and then they also have some money, and you come in there and you just do the food.
Oh, it's a beautiful
situation.
Man.
It does sound like a beautiful situation, no doubt about it.